You're with SBS Radio.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Bill Shorten have settled on the format of a third debate to be held in Canberra on Wednesday, May the 8th. It will be hosted by the National Press Club and chaired by club president, ABC presenter Sabra Lane. Mr. Morrison says he's looking forward to going up against the opposition leader, Bill Shorten.
Look, it'll be another opportunity for Bill Shorten to explain who's paying the price of his policies.
You need to win this one, don't you?
It's another debate. I'm happy to have any debate. And the Australian people will make that judgment.
Meanwhile, a debate at the National Press Club took place yesterday between Treasurer Josh Frydenberg and opposition Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen, and this debate concentrated on the future of the economy. Asked about the government's intentions over the next decade, Mr. Frydenberg says the government won't be revisiting corporate tax cuts for Australia's largest businesses. Senate opposition to tax cuts for the biggest firms forced the government to cut back on its ambitions and deliver them only for small and medium-sized businesses. Chris Bowen was forced to defend Labor's franking credits policy during the debate. Put simply, franking credits are a rebate that Australian shareholders receive from the government at tax time, and in its current form, self-funded retirees who own shares are some of the biggest beneficiaries of the scheme. The topic has become a flashpoint in this election campaign, with self-funded retirees particularly vocal in their opposition. Labor has announced that if elected, it would reform franking credits and return to a previous model, claiming that it would result in a fairer system. During the debate, Mr. Frydenberg criticised the plan.
So Labor, in a desperate cash grab and in a game of class warfare, has made these people, over a million of them, who are retirees across the economy and the society, feel like tax cheats. And really, by changing those rules, they are going to hurt the economy, particularly capital formation in our economy and the ability to attract investment in Australian stocks.
But Mr. Bowen said Labor is being open and honest about its policy, which he says makes a fairer system.
Take the example of somebody in the workforce earning around $67,000, paying around $13,000 a year tax, fair enough. But a retiree through a self-managed super fund earning $67,000 in dividends, paying no tax, but receiving a tax cheque for $27,000. Now, I don't think that's fair, and I don't think that's okay. And we are seeking a mandate, as you refer to change that. Josh didn't seek a mandate, the Liberal Party didn't seek a mandate when they threw 100,000 people off the age pension or reduced the age pension for 300,000. We have an alternative approach, the courage to seek a mandate.
Labor leader Bill Shorten has distanced himself from former Prime Minister Paul Keating's attack on Australia's security agencies, with Labor ruling out a shake-up if it wins the election. Mr. Keating, who was Labor Prime Minister between 1991 and 1996, has called for top security agents to be sacked in a bid to improve relations with China. Prime Minister Scott Morrison called for Mr. Shorten to denounce Mr. Keating's comments, saying the agencies had prevented 15 terrorist attacks in Australia. Mr. Shorten says he doesn't share Mr. Keating's concern.
Paul Keating's an elder statesman of Australian politics. He's never been shy of saying what he thinks. But for myself and for my opposition team, we've worked very well with the national security agencies. They know that and we know that. And we, of course, will continue to take the professional advice of the people who help keep Australians safe.
In other election news, the Coalition placed $50 million for a new fund to give Australian manufacturers incentives to invest in modern technologies, while Labor released individual state breakdowns for its plans to spend $500 million on hospital upgrades.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.